think you're so clever.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
All right. It looks like we're not going to be able to have that interview. I didn't realize we are now just past the midnight hour, so technically our show is now off the air. What we heard, though, was Carissa Johnson, and that song was... because I went and already closed up the playlist, so it's not in front of me. That was Yesterday's Ghost, and that is from her Only Roses CD, fantastic CD. Her previous CD is also fantastic. In fact, all the stuff she does is absolutely fantastic. After that, we heard White Dynamite and the song White Hot. And finally, Petty Morals, another great band, doing Over It. And this concludes the On the Town with Mikey D show. And it looks like we're going into the Rick Deckard special time. Thank you.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver.
Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the rubber.
burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, not a woman too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Hello. Robert, what mic are you? Are you four?
I am four.
Oh, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Totally Irresponsible. I am your host, Chris. Oh, I forgot to hit the thing. Classy, right? Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
So we are here to talk about, what was our plan? That's right, we didn't have one. Because I don't like coming to my radio station with a plan. I like doing what comes naturally. So, Robert, tell me, what are your feelings on climatophores?
What are climatophores?
What are climatophores? Mike, what mic are you? Are you four?
I'm four.
Are you speaking into the mic?
Yes.
Can you hear yourself?
I can.
Oh, okay, great. I think I'm so close to you that I'm not like... Is he a thing? So climatophores, for those of you who don't know, Robert, are color-changing, are like pigment cells in a lot of animals. So like octopuses have them, and like chameleons have them, and they are able to like, and based on the way that they expand and stuff, and based on the way that that the chemicals inside of them change, or the hormones inside them change, then animals can change color. Yeah. And when they're like not like, and like they can like change from just being like skin tone, which is like when they're like all closed up and microscopic so you can't see them, to when they like expand as wide as they can, and that's how animals change into the color red. I read that in a book once, and I thought it was interesting.
I feel like those are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, chameleons are nice, octopus are nice. I think that's a cool defensive ability to have. Well, good for them.
Well, I get it for like octopuses because they can like actually change, but chameleons actually can't. They can only change like part of their skin. They can't do all of it. So it's like, you know how octopuses can like, they can like twist themselves into a weird shape, and then they can pretend to be whatever. So chameleons like can't really do that, and they can only change based on temperature and their feelings and stuff. So it serves literally no biological purpose. It's just like a weird thing that they do.
I think octopus have it better than chameleons. They just got the short end of the stick. Octopus can fully change, chameleons can't. It's still pretty neat to be able to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do I want to do actual music now?
Sure.
I will say I'm super vibing to this song. It's very nice. Anyway, you are listening to Totally Irresponsible. We have some more music that we will decide upon a later time. So please enjoy this jazz. It's called I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. Enjoy.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come
equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, "I'm gonna get that boy." So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called it
midnight. It's midnight. Thank you.
always picking on me.
Looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said 1, 2, 1, 2, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said, I love you more than your mother. more than you love yourself.
May I have this dance?
Time and time. child mother or nurturer, let's call it mother, mother bond is developed from day one, starts real early, continues, and with the, and you can, there are three fundamental attachments that you can have. You can be secure, ambivalent, or distant in your attachment. In other words, insecure in your attachment. So,
sorry, I missed your call. I was out. I'm out in the garden, gardening. That's what we were saying. Anyway, thanks for the call. I love you too.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to welcome back to, I guess, the sound of my voice. You're listening to Totally Irresponsible, and now it's time for everyone's favorite portion of the show. It's the announcement thing. Yeah, it's the PSA, and this one is very near and dear to my heart. The Tufts Granoff Music Center is having its fall 2017 concert series around this time of year. The Tufts Granoff Music Center invites everyone to its fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Saturday afternoons. These concerts feature some of the best musicians from the Tufts Music Department and the area community. All performances are live, free, open to the public, and take place on the 3rd of Distler Performance Hall of the Granoff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue on Tufts Medford/Somerville campus. Upcoming Sunday concerts include on December 3rd, which has already passed, never mind, on December 10th, we have the last one of the semester, which is the Tufts Wind Ensemble performing their poems collection. And on Saturday night, just throwing this in there, you can see me, the Chris from Totally Irresponsible, star but not really, in the live gamelan performance that's happening on, that's happening 7 o'clock on Tuesday, not Tuesday, Saturday night. 7 o'clock on Saturday night in Granoff. So be there. It's totally free. Gamelan is Indonesian folk orchestra. I'm taking it as a class. And our final concert is on Saturday night. So totally come if you want to or don't. You know, if you want to musically support a total stranger. So that was Passion Pit. And now I didn't cue a song. So I am going to jump ever so quickly. Where is my music? There it is. I am going to play this one. Please enjoy.
So sentimental, not sentimental, no romantic, not disgusting it. Darling, I'm down and lonely. When with a fortune and only, I've been looking for something else. Discouraged, distant from other interests, on your favorite weekend, ending this love. something else. These days it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes, it comes and goes. A list of mania. The cats can see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily offended. Not let go. From a mess to the masses. A list of mania. The cats can see it grow. Like a ride, oh. Not easily.
Dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. We laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Lake. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.
Some time for one another.
Hello, everyone. We have special guests. What mic is that? Four. And what is that one?
Three.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily.
And hello. I'm Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. Oh, wait, hang on. Wait, I need interview music. To make it like official. Okay. Hello. Okay. So, ladies, tell me about this picture that you took.
Oh boy.
Well.
Should I pull it up then?
Like,
should,
yeah.
Should we describe it?
Yeah, describe it as appropriately as possible given current hours and FCC regulations.
It's gonna be hard.
I was sitting on my couch in a loose child's pose.
Ooh, nice. Was it like the pose of like in Titanic where they're like, paint me like one of your French girls?
It was like, exactly like that. The perfect. Picture more.
Picture peaches.
Saddened peaches.
Sad peach. Okay, so like satin. Titanic plus sad peaches. So like that southern woman from Titanic is the combo of that.
I think so. There's also a lot of black lace.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very sensual. Wait, can I see? That's really sensual.
Very.
It's like you're really rocking that mermaid on a rock, like pose. Like.
Oh, you just walked in.
Yeah, or like the like part of your world song from The Little Mermaid, like where she's like, ha ha, and like on a rock. It's like that.
It is.
I get that.
Yeah. So did you get all this like lace and whatnot like just for burlesque? Or did you already have it just lying around?
Leggings I've owned since the 7th grade.
They go great with UGG boots.
I feel like that was a total middle school thing. It was wearing fishnets to school that definitely weren't appropriate, but you were 12, so no one could say anything.
Yeah.
See, actually, I did that. I used to do that because my mom and I bought these thinking they were nice church tights. And then my best friend and I proceeded to take a series of very sexual photographs in the 7th grade of each other. And my mom ultimately saw, and I was like, Mom, I'm just
she saw them?
Myself.
She saw them?
Oh, please, walk me through that.
She saw them and you got
that.
To keep them?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
do you have them?
I'm just really expressing myself. I could find them over Christmas.
I would love to
I would
see
adore
them.
Seeing them.
It's literally a picture of my friend, and she's crossing her legs and holding a book in these exact fishnets.
Because, like, nothing is sexier than, like, reading.
In the 7th grade? No.
Yeah. Reading for fun. Ooh. Shivers me timbers.
Actually, this is a really funny story, but in the 7th grade, I somehow at a book fair came across a very sensual book that then my friends all proceeded to read in turn, and we would just rotate it around.
What was
it? Like Sisterhood of the Traveling Erotica? Like,
was it 50 Shades of Grey?
I would do that.
No, it was like a West Side Story, kind of like middle school level porno.
Oh, wow. So like,
at your reading level, but hot.
Like a sensual reading level.
Yes.
That's awesome. What do you know what it's called? I want to see if I can find an excerpt.
I would love an excerpt.
We have the magic of the internet, where copyrights don't matter anymore.
A Chemical Romance.
Do you mean My Chemical Romance? Because that's a band. A Chemical Romance. Book. Apparently, it's a book. Ecstasy: Three Tales of Chemical Romance. Is that it? Oh, yeah. Where even is the charger? Oh, it's... Wabam. Oh, that's a computer charger.
Wait, I actually just know her number. Should I call her?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell her to call in.
Oh, yeah, tell her to call in. Oh, right.
No, call her and then read her the number, and then she'll call and she'll be on the show.
Perfect.
When I was probably around the same age, I discovered a horrible, horrible you know, amazing book of like very, very naughty photos at my grandfather's house on his bookshelf.
Oh, wow. And like in the open?
Oh, yeah.
That's like, awesome.
It was called like Secret Rooms. Like, look it up. I bet you can find it. I remember what it was called because it scarred me so much.
Do I need to incognito scarred, this?
Yes. Uh-huh. Incognito. Okay. When I say scarred, I mean it was my like sexual awakening.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's it called? Secret?
Secret Rooms or Private Rooms or something. I don't know.
It's called A Perfect Chemistry.
A Perfect... Okay, that sounds more... Okay.
I feel... I read that book.
You know,
was
really?
It two, a girl and a boy from other sides of town?
Yes.
Yes. And then she ends up losing her virginity to him. His name is like Paco or something.
Oh, they have it online for free.
Is his name Paco?
And he has this great line. I can even read it to you from memory, I think.
Okay. Do you know what the first line of this masterpiece is called? Because I found...
Please read it.
All... Okay, read online. Okay.
Search for the word tango.
Okay. Chapter 1. Brittany. Oh, I cued a rap song.
That's the other thing. It switches back and forth from their perspectives, which is the most extra thing.
Okay. Do I need more sensual music than this?
Yes. Or? Play, what were some songs we were listening to?
Saxophone. I'm just gonna play saxophone jazz.
Play Russ Cherry Hill.
Now let's read some erotica for children. Chapter 1. Brittany. Everyone knows I'm perfect. My life is perfect. My clothes are perfect. Even my family is perfect. Although it's a complete lie, I've worked my butt off to keep it up the appearance that I have it all. The truth, if it comes out, would destroy my entire picture-perfect image. Standing in front of my bathroom mirror while music blares from my speakers, I wipe away the third crooked line that I've drawn beneath my eyes. My hands are shaking. Damn it. Starting senior year of high school and seeing my boyfriend after a summer apart shouldn't be so nerve-wracking, but I've got off to a disastrous start. My curling iron set off smoke signals and died. Then the button of my favorite shirt popped off. Now my eyeliner decided to have a mind of its own. If I had any choice in the matter, I'd stay in my comfy bed and eat warm chocolate chip cookies all day.
Mm.
Yeah. Do we want voices or no?
Oh, yeah. Can we? Oh, yeah. Please.
Okay. Brit, come down! I faintly hear my mom yelling from the foyer. My first instinct is to ignore her, but that never gets me anything but arguments, headaches, and more yelling. I'll be down in a sec. I call down, hoping I can get the eyeliner to go straight on and be done with it. Finally, I get it right. I toss the eyeliner tube into the corner, double and triple check myself in the mirror, turn off my stereo, and hurry down the hallway. My mom is standing at the bottom of our grand staircase, scanning my outfit. I straighten. I know, I'm 18. I shouldn't care what my mom thinks. Okay, you absolutely should.
That's like the best age to care what your mom thinks.
Yeah, moms are like a wishing well of great advice.
You have to make all of your own choices, but you're an idiot. So you should listen to your mom.
Moms have great advice. Anyway, I'm 18 and I shouldn't care what my mom thinks. But you haven't lived in the Ellis house. My mom has anxiety. Not the kind easily controlled with little blue pills. And when my mom is stressed, everyone living with her suffers. I think that my dad goes to work before she gets up in the morning so he doesn't have to deal with, well, her. Whose voice is this? The pants, love the boat. Is that a good British accent?
Who is that?
This is the mom.
The mom's not British.
Oh, she is now.
You already said, honey, come downstairs.
That was supposed to be British accent.
I got the British accent.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm just gonna nod to voices. Hate the pants, love the belt, mom says, pointing her index finger to each of them. And that noise you call music was giving me a headache. Thank goodness it's off. Good morning to you too, mother. I say before walking down the stairs and giving her a peck on the cheek. The smell of my mother's strong perfume stings my nostrils the closer I get. She already looks like $1 million in her Ralph Lauren blue tennis dress. No one can point a finger and criticize her, that's for sure. I bought your favorite muffin for the first day of school, Mom says, pulling out a bag from behind her back. No thanks, I say, looking around for my sister. Where's Shelly? In the kitchen. Is her new caretaker here yet? Her name's Bagda, and no. Okay, that's a stereotypical name.
Uh-huh.
She's coming in.
Oh, do you think there might be something wrong with this erotica book for middle schoolers?
Maybe. Almost like this was written in like the mid-2000s
or
something.
It's almost like someone might be offended here.
It's almost like we are supposed to presume that these people are Caucasian, but based on nothing.
What? Really?
Who would ever assume such a thing?
Caretaker, what?
Did you assume that everyone everywhere is like that? That's the base assumption.
Let's see where the story goes. I'm really engaged. Did you tell her wool irritates Shelley's skin? And that she pulls hair? She always lets it be known of her nonverbal cues. She gets irritated by the feeling of wool on her skin. Pulling hair is her new thing, and it caused a few disasters. Disasters in my house are as pretty as a car wreck, so avoiding them is crucial. Yes, and yes, I gave your sister an earful this morning, Brittany. How do you spell Brittany? Out of curiosity.
There are a couple of ways.
Okay.
We have like Brittany or Brittany. Which one is it?
It is Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany?
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's Brittany, but...
Brittany. Brittany.
Brittany.
Britannical Gardens. I hope I have someone in my life named Brittany so I can have a backyard and call it the Britannical Gardens. Mm. Anyway. Okay, so the mom's talking. If she keeps acting up, we'll find ourselves out another... Can someone else read this?
Yes.
Or also, you can... How is the music? Do we want more music, less music?
I like the music.
Mm-hmm. Should we keep reading?
I want to read the sex part.
Yeah, jump down to the
it's
sex
like halfway
parts.
Through, right? Yeah. If I remember correctly.
Remember correctly.
Yeah, jokes on all of you. I read this last night.
I think chapter by chapter. Maybe you can search by word.
His name's Paco, right? Am I crazy?
His name's Paco?
I think so. It's like really bad. Definitely. They definitely live in some town where the railroad tracks like divide the white and the other. And like, yeah, literally.